call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
How are you going today, Nicole?
I'm great, thank you, Kelly. How have you been?
I've been good. 2018, we're back. It's good, I suppose. What have we missed in Australia? What's been happening? Because there hasn't actually been that much happening here while over the break. So maybe you can fill us in on what's been happening over there.
Yeah, well, of course, when you have holiday brains, you don't even... I feel like I pay attention mostly to the news now that I'm doing this again.
Yeah, exactly right.
But of course, it is Australia Day soon, and we talked a lot about that last year, of course, about changing the date and all of that. And now there's been a poll by a think tank about how Australians feel. It's quite a comprehensive study. And it found that 56% of Australians don't mind when it's held, just so long as there is a national day of celebration.
Right. It wasn't one of the ministers who I suppose people might have thought would be in support of changing the date was sort of like, it doesn't matter, just keep it on the same day.
Yes, yeah, that's true. Were you referring to Alan Tudge?
Yes, the one.
Yeah. So he's the Citizenship and Multicultural Affairs Minister. And the way that he described it is kind of interesting. He said that January 26th is a unifying moment. So it's the date where we celebrate our Indigenous heritage as well as our British foundations and the multicultural character of the nation.
Right.
But to say that it's the great unifying moment for the country has upset a lot of people. You know, less than half of the people polled were even able to identify that the First Fleet was the reason why it was chosen anyway. And then, of course, there was a significant percentage who said that they don't want to hold the date of Australia Day on a day that's offensive to Indigenous Australians.
Yeah.
It was about 37%.
And how many people was the whole, you know, obviously there would have been some percentage that didn't even get polled.
Oh, yeah, of course. It was one of the more comprehensive studies, but it's still not by any means the majority of Australia.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, I wonder what will happen then. I wonder if they will end up changing it.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to talk about what day it could be held on. People are saying they would like it on a future day, like if Australia ever becomes a republic, maybe we can make it that date. Or
yeah, they should just change it to when Triple J releases their top 100. Just keep it around that.
Yeah,
people won't get confused.
We'll just be the summer day with a Triple J.
Exactly. Yeah. And I see authorities are defending a juvenile prison in Perth, which has been accused of torture and using solitary confinement as a form of torture.
Yeah, this story has been getting quite a bit of attention. So there was a report by Amnesty International looking into this youth detention centre, Banksia Hill, and apparently, well, allegedly, two teenagers spent more than 250 days isolated in the centre's intensive support unit, and three others have allegedly been subjected to weeks-long stretches of solitary confinement.
Oh, that's terrible. That is terrible.
Yeah. And so the mother of one of these boys has spoken anonymously to the media and said that, you know, her son wasn't coping and he'd been self-harming, but the centre had never told her that. And there were allegations of torture. So, you know, people are looking at whether the centre might be in breach of international law, but of course the Western Australian authorities have come out and defended the way that they've been running the centre and saying they've actually had a significant transformation since the 2016 inspection, which raised other issues back then.
Right. So it's come under quite a lot of criticism recently.
Yes, that's for sure.
I also see Tasmania is launching a roadkill campaign.
Yes, it's actually really staggering the amount of native animals that are being killed on our roads. I was really surprised. It's apparently about 500,000 native animals every year.
And Tasmania, just in Tasmania?
Sorry?
Just in Tasmania or all around Australia?
Yeah, just in Tasmania.
What?
Which is, it's a tiny place.
Yeah.
I mean, when you go driving there, there's not that many cars.
There's not even that many people, is there?
No. So that equates to about one native animal dead per head of Tasmania's population.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that is so terrible.
One of the highest rates in the world of roadkill.
Wow. So they're trying to urge people to not throw food scraps out the window, aren't they? So that the native animals aren't attracted to the road.
Yeah, exactly. You know, they're saying that's one of the biggest factors, really, is just people throwing food out of the window, which seems like such a simple fix, really.
It does. It does. So yeah, I noticed even around my holidays, we were driving around a lot, and there is a lot of dead animals on the road. It's not so nice. However, I didn't see so many native animals. We have a lot of possums over here, so probably a good thing we hit them.
I agree. Like, I see, whenever I go for a long drive, I see a lot of roadkill. It's always surprising. It seems to be more and more.
It does.
I don't know if I've just been paying more attention to it as I get older. Yeah.
Indeed. Thank you so much for joining us, Nicole, and we will again chat to you next week. We might hear a little bit more about Australia Day.
Yes, no worries.
Be very interesting. See ya.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper.